When I was a kid at school, learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never, never tell a lie?
So hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Stephanie Domingo.
And Tux Larsel.
We come to you from Brooklyn
and Detroit. Yes.
So in Brooklyn, I am recording on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. And in Detroit, Tux is coming to you from land belonging to the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, Wyandot nations. Nations that are some of many still very much out here doing their thing, and we'd like to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this recording remotely is still a little clunky. We haven't really nailed it yet.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
And this is our first episode of season 5.
The first mini. Well, this is the first one that we've recorded remotely.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yes.
The first mini of season 5.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming back. We're so excited to be back for season 5, although summer break was not long enough, and I wish it would stay summer for at least another 6 years.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say like at least another week or two. Yeah, 6 years is about right. You're right. Yeah, the summer always flies by. I think we had a good break, but it could have been a hair longer.
This was definitely a better break than we have had in years past.
Yes.
We like legitimately sort of stepped away from things, kind of stepped away from Instagram. I stepped away more than Stephanie did because I was working on the house and she was stuck with...
It was very light Instagram duties. I too took a break. It was really luxurious. And it's why I feel a little rusty in this episode, but... Yeah. We needed to take a break, especially after just the past almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. This was the first time we really, really disconnected, and I feel a lot better because of it.
Yeah, for sure. We hope that you guys all had a great summer as well. I know that you missed us.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even say that this is the show where we talk about whatever we want because it's a mini. See, this is what I was saying. It's just it feels a little rusty, a little clunky.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
they know this is the mini.
Yeah,
because we ain't got no format.
Yeah,
no format.
No format. We're doing what we want when we want.
Yeah, this was a good summer though. We went upstate. We rented a house in the Adirondacks and went up for a week and just like laid about like a bunch of lazy layabouts. Swimming a lot.
We did like, yeah, upstate stuff. It was great. We went to little shops, little mm-hmm. shoppies with the E's at the end. Mm-hmm. It was just, it's so nice up there. Minus the mosquitoes, which are ravenous.
Yeah. But they're better up there than they are in Brooklyn, at least in my backyard.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. Where I am in Brooklyn, the mosquitoes are less hungry.
Yeah.
And the ones upstate.
Yeah, we did a lot of swimming. We did a lot of drinking.
We sure did.
A lot of campfires and lounging.
Yes.
Let's see what else. Oh, I have been working on the house in Detroit a lot. It's finally getting to a place where like we have some mostly finished rooms. Nothing is like completely finished, but at least the living room in our apartment downstairs, the living room, dining room, and the bathroom are like 90 to 95% finished.
They are stunning. I have visited multiple times already. It's like night and day in the bathroom at the very least. The bathroom is like a different room.
Yeah.
So lovely in there. But yeah, what you did in the living room with the ceiling and the fireplace, just the whole like vibe of the place, it's so nice.
Thank you. It feels very, very luxurious to have a finished space to like retreat to when we're done working on other things in the house, especially working upstairs where it's, you know, still a construction zone and all dusty and gross, to be able to just walk down the stairs and like enter a finished comfortable space.
What are you doing upstairs now?
My mom and I are she keeps coming out to help me. She's going to be coming again in a couple weeks. We are basically doing the same thing that we did downstairs with skim coating the walls and ceilings. We're going to try and do that in all the bedrooms too, but the main thing that I need to focus on right now, I haven't really started yet, but my main focus going forward is going to be trying to get the kitchen, turn it into a kitchen.
Okay.
Because it is just a bunch of rough, horrible looking walls and a rough, horrible looking floor with not much else in there. There's no cabinets, there's no plumbing, there's not no nothing.
No, nothing. Was all that stuff ripped out, or you
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really much up there to begin with. There was only like a metal sink cabinet
Okay.
and a stove, but the stove and the fridges were all removed anyway, so we ripped out the metal sink cabinet because it was all rusty and it was way too small for a modern kitchen anyway, so
They
it
have that
needs.
like built-in shelf thing.
Yes, there is a built-in. That's
Really,
still
really
in there.
gorgeous. I mean, it looks like a mess now, but it's going to be really nice
Yeah,
when
it needs to
it's all.
all be stripped and cleaned and
Yeah.
refreshed. But we'll get there. But yeah, it's really great to have some comfortable spaces here, and the dogs are out here now, so it really actually feels like home. And summer was the time to do it.
Yeah, and we have a new podcast editor, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of big news for season five.
Yeah, this was a listener. We were sent very generously a suggestion for a podcast editor from a listener named Nicole Daniels. His name is Devin, and he is phenomenal. He lives in Colorado and is still in school, but is making the time to help us. He loves editing podcasts. He has his own. I believe he has a couple different podcasts that he also edits. So he's throwing us into rotation, and we couldn't be happier.
He's amazing.
Yeah, we missed him, obviously,
Totally.
but Tim is not gone. It's just nice to have someone who's able to kind of pick up where he left off in a pretty seamless way. So we are eternally grateful for Devin and for Nicole for bringing him into our lives.
Absolutely,
Thank you
yes.
both.
A thousand thank
A
yous.
thousand thank yous. We are bowing and making the gesture with our
The
hands. So
turning of
the turning of the hands, I
the
believe we've said.
hands. Oh, yeah. You guys sort of know Dev a little bit already because he has edited most of our summer break re-releases. And so if the intros to the summer break re-releases this past summer sounded pretty seamless and, sounded like everything else that you're used to hearing from us, that's because Dev is really fucking good at his job.
Yeah.
And the episode that you heard last week was also his like first full episode, his first stab at it. So doing great work, doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. We're just really excited to grow with Dev. I would like to have an episode with him on the podcast at some point this season. So stay tuned for that. That'll be happening.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to find a way to make
Coming
that
in
happen.
soon.
But we've got some other big news for season five too. We're gonna sort of have to make some changes to the way we do things. We're gonna do our best to try and keep things pretty seamless on the listener end. Hopefully, you won't even notice the difference.
Yes, that is our big plan for
Yeah.
everything.
Now that the dogs are out here, I'm gonna be spending more and more and more time in Detroit, which makes things difficult for recording in person anyways. But on top of that, Stephanie has some very big and very exciting news.
Yeah, I will be traveling starting November 29th. I just got my one-way ticket to Bogota a few
Oh.
weeks ago. I'm going to be starting my very slow world tour there. I plan to stay for a little under 3 months, because I don't want to have to get any special visa. The US government don't need to know where I be like that. I'm still throwing them their coins so they can just, stay out of my business. So I'm going to be there for 3 months, and then I am going to Portugal for a little under 3 months. Again, same reasons. I'm not trying to overstay any sort of visa or need any special paperwork. That's the one, I think, the one best thing about being an American is that we don't need to have travelers' visas. Like our passport really takes us far. Whereas if I was from, I don't know, or maybe even if I was from Colombia, I would probably need a special visa to go to Europe. Yeah, that's gonna, those are gonna be the first stops on my world tour. But I'll be back for Mother's Day and I'll be back again for Thanksgiving. So I'll be home every 6 months. So we're gonna be recording remotely most of the time because of that. But hopefully it should sound fine because, you know, Dem is gonna work his magic. Similar to how Tim did. It should be pretty seamless.
The jury's still out on whether or not Dev is a witch,
Yes.
but he's definitely got some magic powers.
We have to run some trials. Mind
Cotton
your business about the details.
Mather will be there.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I think, for the listeners, the only thing that might feel a little bit different is the way we do the cocktail segments in the full
Yes.
episodes. I'm still going to be doing the cocktail history, and we're still going to try and find a way to make the cocktail. I will definitely be making the cocktail on my end.
I will be finding a very, I will be paying, finding and paying someone to make my cocktails, or at least provide me with the spirits. And I will be shaking it up. I can do that. I can shake the shaker. So I'm not terribly worried about that. There are bars every, well, there's gonna be bars everywhere I go. So I'm not going to the woods. I think Bogota is a city of like 7 million people. So I'm not, it's big like New York. I'm sure I can find someone to help me out. I'm not terribly worried about that.
Yeah, it's
But
gonna
I
be
am
good.
gonna, yeah, it's gonna be good. But I'm gonna miss our like in-person interactions because
Yes.
it's just so magical. And I hope we can replicate some of it via, you know, via what is this? Zoom. But it's not the same, but we're gonna
It's
try our
not.
best.
Yeah, and but we will still be recording some episodes in person. You'll be back
Yeah.
sometimes and we'll figure it out. We're going to try and record a few episodes ahead before she leaves.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
I think it's gonna be good changes. Like you being in Detroit, it's a change, but it's gonna be a good change ultimately.
Totally.
And I needed a break. As much as I love New York, and I really do, I was almost home in Ohio for about a month, and just coming back 2 days ago, I'm reminded how much I love this city. Like I'm not ready to go away forever. I'm gonna sublet my place and I'm gonna travel. And
It'll be there when you get back.
exactly, no, New York is not going anywhere.
Yeah, the hardest part about getting into New York is like getting an affordable place, especially if you're not from there and you've never lived
Yes.
there. But if you have your toes in the water, you're fine.
Yeah. I have a rent stable place that I'm not letting go of, so I can easily come back to New York without problems. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I might, I don't know, we'll see if I actually return to Instagram in a meaningful way to like share things. I don't know. I love your home account though, but I don't know if I would actually do the same like during my life. But maybe it'll just be a like a close friends and listeners feed
There you go.
my travels. Yeah.
Yeah, really, the only personal stuff I post anymore is just house-related stuff. I'm like, I use my like regular personal Instagram basically just to share political
Memes.
memes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, all these changes are going to be great, and hopefully everything will continue to sound amazing, and we're going to have some incredible stories for you this season. I'm really excited about the first couple episodes we have on the docket already. It's
Yeah.
going to be great. I feel like every season we do is better than the last, and I'm really excited for season five. I think it's going to be stupendous.
is.
Like a stupendous snow mountain.
Yes. Oh, incredible. Yeah, it's going to be really good, and I'm really excited. I can't believe it's been 5 years, though.
I
That
know.
that's troubling.
Yeah. I guess it's technically 4 years. We're going
Yeah,
into five.
we're
Yeah.
going into five. It'll be five in like next September or something,
Yeah,
right?
yeah. But yeah, I think there's nothing but good changes and nothing but,
Absolutely.
things to be excited about. So I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners for being so incredible, for being such devoted fans
Yeah,
and
for sticking with us.
yeah, hyping us up all the time.
Yes,
I
definitely.
love
You
that.
guys gas us up, and we need it.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah.
And if you're a history nerd, or even a history hater,
this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
Anyways, I need to say an especially huge thank you
There we go.
to the winner of our summer break written review contest. The account, I don't know this person's name. We have no way of finding this out. You're going to have to reach out to us if your account is GJ3200. You have won the summer break written review contest. The review is titled "Absolutely Perfect." With a bunch of T's.
Love it.
They say Beyond Reproach is probably the most underrated social sciences podcast out there. The level of dedication and energy that Stephanie and Tux put into each episode is stunning. Their dynamic is also incredibly entertaining. I'm so excited for season five and hopefully a wave of new and passionate listeners because y'all deserve it.
Oh, that's so
It's
nice.
so good. And
Oh.
I too am excited for season five and a wave of new and passionate listeners.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah, so GJ3200, we don't have any way to actually contact you, so please get in touch with us to claim your
Out
prize.
yourself.
Yeah, you can email us at beyondreproachpod@gmail.com, or you can go to our website and there's a contact form on there. The website is beyondreproachpod.com.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, thank you for that incredible review, and thank you for every review that anyone has ever written us because
Yeah, they're also good.
they're all so good. They mean so much to us.
And they really help us. Yeah, every time we get a new review, we are, because we feel such imposter syndrome, we are convinced that we know the person, and we become like amateur sleuths, being like, okay, GJ, who?
I know.
G Gerard Jones. We know. We try to reverse engineer, like we try to figure out who the person is, and instead of just being grateful
Yeah,
and
I know.
flattered that people outside of our family and friend group actually listen and love the podcast.
It
It's a sickness. I keep
is.
thinking it's gonna wear off, but every single time we're just like, oh my God, do you know this person? No, do you know this person?
I'm getting to the
How?
point now where I'm like, those are our first questions. Do you know them? No. Do you know them? No. But then after that, I'm no longer trying to sleuth. I'm like, okay,
Oh,
it's
okay.
a fan. End of
Yeah.
story.
Okay. I hope to get on your level one day.
I mean, the first question is still like, we probably know this person, right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Such a great review. Thank you,
Yeah.
thank you, thank you.
A thousand thank
A
yous.
thousand thank yous. If you're listening and you have not, if you missed the window to be entered into this prize, you can still leave us a review, you know.
Can we'll and should.
Just as shocked.
Yes.
Just as grateful. Let me pull
and up. If you are sad that you didn't win any sweet, sweet Beyond Reproach merch, you can get your hands on some via our website. And our Patreon supporters get a super sweet discount on our merch.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
They sure do. And our grocery bag is exceptional.
I really know we
say this every time, but it is the perfect size for all of your belongings.
Yes.
Yeah. It's my carry-on of choice. It's my grocery bag of choice. It's everywhere I go, basically.
My favorite thing is when people make cocktails in the Beyond Reproach Rocks glass and then tag us on Instagram.
Oh yeah, that is really great.
Yeah.
We've had a few listeners who do that pretty regularly.
Which is
so fun to see.
I love it.
Yeah.
I guess that's it though.
Yeah, my drink is mostly empty. I have a little spritz that I've made. I'm still trying to hold on to summer.
I know. Yeah, I'm drinking a very summery drink, true. I'm drinking some rum and falernum that our friend Sarath gave us.
Wow, it's falernum definitely sounds like it's like in a witch's brew.
Totally.
Or like it was in a vial at one point. Sounds really old-timey.
It's a very, like, sort of Caribbean kind of a flavor. It's in a lot of tiki drinks.
Okay.
It's like ginger and lime and spices and everything nice.
Yeah, they nailed it.
I did it. We did it, yes. Joe.
You need to stop. You need to stop that. That cannot be your impulse every time you say we did it.
We did it, Chell. Okay. I guess we're done.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
And Tex Lerzel.
Thank you to our new editor, Devin. We could not do this without him. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, a thousand
y'all.
Thank yous. We did it, Joe. Bye.
Wow, you guys can't hear my head shaking.
Bye.
You. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.